boys and girls, are you tucked in bed and ready to hear a story? We're going to listen to a bedtime story from the Book of Acts, told to us by Pastor Matt from 7 Mile Road in Boston, Massachusetts.
Have you ever had something really hard happen to you? I mean, something that you didn't see coming, and you wouldn't have chosen if you were choosing, and it hurt. Did you ever stub your toe? I mean, you were barefoot, and you were walking around your house, and you didn't realize there was something hard on the floor, and boom, you banged your toe into it. And then you went, whoa! That was hard. Have you ever been riding a bicycle or a tricycle or a big wheel and you were going fast and all of a sudden you had to turn quick and you crashed down to the ground? That was hard. Have you ever been eating an ice cream cone and the person who made it for you didn't pack the ice cream down strong enough? And as soon as you went to take one bite, all the ice cream fell onto the floor. Oh, sometimes in life, really hard things happen like that. But we know that it doesn't mean that God doesn't love us. And it doesn't mean that God forgot all about us. And it doesn't mean that God likes to make us suffer through tough things like that. It just means that sometimes God allows hard things to happen so that we might trust him and we might learn and grow. And sometimes he can even take the very, 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 very worst thing ever and do something beautiful from it. Well, that happened one time in the Book of Acts when a man named Stephen was telling people about the gospel. You would have loved this guy, Stephen. Do you know who he was? He was one of the 7 men who served as deacons or servants to solve that big problem with how the meals were going to be served to all of the older women in the life of the church. And one time, Stephen was talking with some folks who didn't want to hear the gospel, and they didn't want to believe the gospel, and they didn't want to be told that they were sinners who needed to repent of their sin and come to Christ for forgiveness. They didn't want to hear it. Well, Stephen was talking, and he was telling them all about it, and they had a terrible reaction. They got enraged. Do you know what that word means? That means when someone gets really, 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 really angry. And do you know what they did with their teeth? They ground their teeth together. But Stephen wasn't fazed at all. In fact, Stephen had a vision of Christ, and he saw Christ ascended and seated at the right hand of God. And so he told them, and he said, I'm telling you, this gospel is true. Jesus really did die, and he really did rise, and he really did ascend to the Father. Well, when they heard those words, they did 3 different things. Do you know what they were? The first thing is, they cried out with a loud voice, enough, enough. We don't want to hear another word from this guy. Then the second thing they did was, they took their hands and they covered their ears. Have you ever seen someone do that? Why would someone cover their ears? Because they didn't want to hear it anymore. And then they did something terrible. they rushed together toward Stephen. They ran at him, and they picked him up with their hands, and they grabbed him by his throat, and they carried him outside of the city, and then they stoned him. Do you know what that means? Oh, it's a terrible word. And it means that in those days, when they thought that someone was blaspheming God, they would throw stones at him until they stopped breathing all together. But do you know what Jesus said when they were doing this hard and horrible thing to him? He said the same thing. Stephen said the same thing that Jesus had said when he was being killed. He said, "Receive my spirit. Don't hold this sin against them." And then Stephen died. Stephen's what we would call a martyr, someone who gives up their life for the cause of the gospel. And do you know what happened after Stephen died? All of Stephen's friends, so many of them, had to leave the city of Jerusalem and get out of there because of the persecution that was happening. And God used their running out of that city to other cities to spread his gospel even more. Was Stephen's death terrible? Yes. Was it a really hard providence of God? Yes. Did he deserve to die just because he loved Jesus? No. But did Stephen's death stop the advance of the gospel? No way. Nothing can stop the advance of the gospel, even the hardest thing. Let's pray. Father, we're so sad when we see what Stephen suffered, but we know he's with you and that you can use the worst thing to do the best thing. And you did it through his death, and you did it through Christ's death, and you can do it through our living and dying too. We believe you. Amen. Okay, it's time for bed. Good night.
Sweet dreams, and thanks for listening. To find out more information about our church, Google 7 Mile Road, Boston.